What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday. We're right here on a beautiful day in Hawks K. I got my friend Mike Cunahan. You might know him as No Donuts Here. Mike is a cop in New York, got a very interesting story incorporating fitness. And today we're going to talk about for the most part, first responders, cops, people that are in the line of duty, how they can take control of their health, because that's your main main objective.
Yeah, it's super important. I've been in so many situations where, you know, my level of fitness has determined whether or not I go home that night. You know what I mean? And so many cops on a daily basis, not even only cops, but cops, firemen, EMS, all first responders, they're put in those situations every single day. And they don't realize the importance of fitness, because our job is to put other people first. And, you know, it's imperative for your line of work that, you know, you take a little piece of your time and you work on yourself every single day, or at least as much as you can. And nutrition is just as important. You know, it's take your time to make the right choices, to get the right foods in, to prep your meals for the day. You know, a lot of guys will do the midnight shift and they don't take time to prep their food. They just run to work and, you know, they'll grab whatever's open, or they won't eat at all, which is, you know, just as bad. But they'll eat McDonald's or pizza or Chinese food or something like that. And it's important to make proper nutrition choices. But your level of fitness in that line of work is just, it's king, you know.
You know, and not to downplay, you know, cops, first responders and all that, but a fishing guide is very similar in that you are placed in a situation to where you are responsible for everyone on your boat. Mm-hmm. Your fitness level, in my opinion, your fitness level is very important to make sure that they come home today. Mm-hmm. Like if someone goes out of the boat, you've got to make a rescue. You have to do something else. And then also the same kind of situation. Once we leave the dock, there's no place to get any food out there. So if you are relying on whatever your customer brings, well, they're on vacation. They're going to bring stuff that they don't normally eat.
Snacks
all the time.
And, stuff,
and that food prep has been incredibly important. When we're talking about food prep, like what would, I mean, and everybody's got different nutritional goals and everything like that, but what would be some kind of tips that you would give people for making sure that they have it? I mean, obviously, if you're going to be in a patrol car all day, you need like a little cooler.
Yep.
Here we have a cooler. Mm-hmm. We can pretty much bring everything that we want. But what would you say as far as macronutrients or types of food that you could?
I mean, I would say protein is king as far as getting, you know, maintaining muscle and keeping yourself on track. Hitting that protein goal every day is essential. You know, you want to avoid getting into that catabolic state where you start burning muscle as fuel. And, you know, hitting that protein goal and hitting your water is super important. You need carbs to kind of keep you going a little bit for the energy, but I would say protein is king. So pack a cooler. There are a couple companies that make like a hot plate that you could plug into the cigarette lighter or a car or a boat or whatever the case is. And you can heat up your food. But I've spent many, many years eating cold chicken in a patrol car.
Mm-hmm. So. And so as far as the protein, what's a good kind of rule of thumb for protein for just somebody that's just trying to maintain better health?
To maintain the muscle mass you have, you should shoot for 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight or per pound of lean body mass.
Okay.
So if you're 200 pounds, you should be getting about 200 pounds of protein.
Right on. So. Okay. And if people are interested in what you do and to learn more about you, where do they go?
Instagram is No Donuts Here. It's kind of like a play on words and a jab at cops. And, heck, you know, you got to have some fun with it. But No Donuts Here on Instagram. Michael No Donuts Here Cunahan on Facebook. That's about it.
Okay. Cool. All right. That's Physical Friday for today. Great advice for fishing guides, for first responders, for anybody that is going to leave the house. And you know what, man, that nutrition is key. Planning. We just did another one the other day that was failing to plan is planning to fail.
Absolutely.
And that's what this is all about. All right. Good luck to you. And follow Mike on Instagram. He's a good follow.